Dollar Right Now with Chris and Austin starts now.
Do it now.
Now on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
6:15, News Radio 92.3, Pensacola right now. Chris Bryan and Austin Price. Chilly Wednesday afternoon. Thanks a lot for having us on today. I feel that I've got to get on top of this. Temperatures staying, of course, in the 40s this afternoon. Lows projected for the next couple of nights. Well below freezing. 7 a.m. temperature tomorrow. You want to just mumble it out there for me?
Yeah, I'll take over for you because we'll just
I'll
conquer this segment. No, I mean it's WEAR had us for a little bit, so I'll go ahead and get traffic and weather together out of the way. This update is brought to you by the Crohn's and Colitis Foundation. The Crohn's and Colitis Foundation has been at the forefront of inflammatory bowel disease research and care for over 50 years. Learn more about the research, education, and support at Crohn'sColitisFoundation.org. Yes, Chris, we'll start with weather here.
Tight transition, man.
Yeah. 41 degrees right now, low of 29. Wind chill has it feeling like 36. Tomorrow, it's going to be a high of 51 very early in the morning if we're still feeling the effects of those lows. And we've got those wind chills. It could be feeling like low 20s. Thursday night's low 42 with a slight chance of showers. As for the roads, still some congestion if you're traveling westbound on Navarre Parkway passing the Hurlburt Field area. And still some backups on Palafox Street traveling northbound passing Burgess Road. Outside of that, though, there's not too much holding you up.
Okay, 6:14 News Radio 92.3. I had to call the house a minute ago. You heard this. Just to check and make sure they put the sweaters on the three monsters.
Yes.
Nothing like looking at three Yorkies freezing, you know. So, yeah, they got their sweaters on there. So, cold weather topics of discussion here this afternoon. Ferris Hill Baptist Church, of course, in Milton, opening for the cold water weather shelter tonight for the homeless, heatless. 6:30 to 8:30 is your times that you can check in, about 15 minutes from right now. Pensacola Reentry Alliance will open a cold weather shelter tonight for women and children on Palafox Street. Other facilities opening tonight, Waterfront Rescue Mission on Herman Street and My Father's Vineyard on Pensacola Boulevard. And I had something about ECAT is providing the transportation tonight between those facilities, Waterfront and My Father's Vineyard, for homeless people that need to make the transportation between the buildings. So ECAT, step it up on that one. So good for ECAT on that. Don't forget, cold weather moving back in tonight. Remember the four P's. Haven't mentioned this to you today. Felt a little remiss about this. A little guilty. Pets, people, pipes, and plants. Keep those pets indoors. Make frequent checks of older family, friends, and neighbors. Be sure and leave the faucets dripping. And it's a good idea to cover the outdoor plants or bring the potted plants inside. Yeah, you know, I found myself doing that to my Satsuma tree. Mm. I put a sheet over the top of it.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's got my one Satsuma on it. I'm going to save that Satsuma.
We'll see how that worked out for you. One of our top stories here nationally, it's actually kind of a two-parter. The state funeral for former President Jimmy Carter being held tomorrow. Members of the public have been paying their respects to Carter as he lies in state in the U.S. Capitol Rotunda. His funeral will be held at Washington National Cathedral with President Biden delivering a eulogy. But U.S. Capitol Police say a man with a machete tried to enter the Capitol Visitor Center this afternoon. Officials said it's a security spotted the machete in the man's bag as it went through an X-ray machine used for security screening. Three other knives were also found inside the bag. The man was arrested and faces multiple charges of carrying a dangerous weapon. Chris, you and I said it earlier this afternoon. This fellow was either a butcher or kind of shady or an idiot mixture of the three.
I think we said knucklehead and stupid.
Yes.
I think if you want to paraphrase.
That's the consensus.
Well, actually, we had that discussion. We had that discussion live on the air, didn't
we? Yes.
617 News Radio 92.3. 10 days. Go ahead, count them. Early voting begins on January 18th with the special primary elections being held on January 28th. The, of course, general election scheduled for April 1st. The number of early voting sites in Escambia County, and I mentioned this to you on numerous occasions, just don't forget this. This is very important. The sites have been reduced from 10 to 7 for the special primary election. No early voting sites will be in Century, University of West Florida, or Brownsville. So you're thinking about making those investments today. How did the stocks do? It's probably what's going through your mind right about now. Well, here's Hillary Barsky with the numbers.
A choppy trading session with stocks finishing mixed as investors digested minutes from the Fed's last meeting of the year, which showed that officials thought that inflation was likely to continue moving down to the central bank's 2% target, but the process could take longer than previously anticipated. Shares of eBay jumped nearly 10% after Meta Platform said it will launch a test that will enable buyers to browse listings from eBay on Facebook's marketplace. The Dow winners, United Health Group, Microsoft, and Home Depot. The Dow decliners, Johnson & Johnson, Caterpillar, and McDonald's. The Dow rising 107 points, the Nasdaq lower by 11, S&P 500 up 9. Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
And Florida first responders are getting ready to help fight deadly fires in Southern California. Governor Ron DeSantis posted on X earlier today saying the state has offered to assist in the response and rebuilding of communities that have been devastated by the fires. State emergency officials have started to organize an incident management team and gather their equipment. At least two people dead. I think that number has since actually risen to four or five-ish. And more than 1,000 structures have been damaged as several wildfires continue to move through the L.A. area.
Okay, will Governor Newsom allow Florida to help? Will his ego be that big?
Oh, come on.
No, let's open it up. I'm just wondering if they're going to, in California, we don't need your help. Or they're going to say, we need your help.
There's no way, with all that we've discussed this evening, all that we've seen on our B-roll here, there's no way that Newsom's pride is going to get in the way of some petty politics.
It is 619 News Radio 92.3. Speaking of first responders, Scambia County Fire Rescue is encouraging you to practice space heater safety and know the potential risk associated with home heating equipment. We've talked about this time and time again. What do they say? Repetition is the best form of
message
memory
sending.
From memory or things like this? I forget. Anyway,
ironically.
That's right. So according to the National Fire Protection Association, space heaters account for 4 out of 5 home heating fire deaths annually. So just be careful.
Yes.
3 foot let me add 3 foot buffer zone.
Mm-hmm.
360 degrees around that heater. Stay away. Don't put anything out there. No pillows, no kids' toys, no nothing.
I also want to warn you, because this is something we actually haven't discussed, but we talk about pets during the cold.
Yeah.
Cats love, they love heat. And I'm not saying they're the only animals that do, but they are some of the main ones. And they will hub up to this stuff. Make sure your cat doesn't set itself on fire.
I'm thinking about...
We've seen videos online of cats doing that.
I'm thinking about the vacation movie with Chevy Chase.
Exactly.
Christmas Vacation with the cat.
If you don't want a Lampoon Christmas... Then don't be looking out for your cat, okay? 620, we'll take a quick break here. When we return, Publix experiencing an egg shortage in Florida stores, the potential culprit, and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Hi, my name is Michael Dylan Thompson, candidate for Congress here in my home district. I'm proud to be the only candidate who voters petitioned to be on the ballot. Every other candidate paid over $10,000 to qualify, often using either lobbyist or special interest money. As a born and raised Pensacola native, I will fight for my district. I will fix the insurance crisis created by establishment politicians, and I will protect our brave service members who keep America free. We don't need outsiders bringing Washington, D.C. corruption into Northwest Florida. We need new ideas and fresh leadership to fight for us. As your congressman, I pledge to always put Florida first. There's a critical election on January 28th, and I need your vote. This is our chance to take back our voice and send a clear message to the career politicians. We won't let special interests decide our future. Together, we can restore accountability, protect our values, and secure a stronger future for Northwest Florida. I'm Michael Dylan Thompson, and I'm proud to approve this message.
Paid for by Michael Dylan Thompson for Congress, Republican.
Whether you want to start your education or advance your career, Pensacola State College is the place for you. Join the 92% of PSC students who graduate loan-free and select from over 100 programs, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees. In addition, Pensacola State has over 300 scholarships to choose from, including cybersecurity. Register today for spring semester. Go to PensacolaState.edu. That's PensacolaState.edu to learn more.
Teachers shape the future. Right now. In a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
This is Pastor Carl Gallops of the Hickory Hammock Baptist Church here in Milton. If you're looking for a church family that is truly amazing, let me invite you to come and worship with us this Sunday. Here's what you'll find: a church whose doors are open to all people wishing to worship and serve the Lord. You'll find a church where the exaltation of Jesus and the accurate preaching and teaching of the contextual Word of God is the centerpiece. You'll find a consistently solid, peaceful, and friendly family of multiplied hundreds of people. You'll find dynamic, Spirit-filled worship services, youth ministries, children's ministries, senior adult ministries, men and women's ministries, praise teams, choirs, ensembles, and drama ministries. Plenty of opportunity for Bible study and guidance for your Christian life. In other words, when you and your family get up on Sunday mornings from now on, you'll say, "Oh, good, it's time to go to church." For directions and worship service times, look us up in the phone book or call the church office at 623-8959 or visit us on the web at www.hickoryhammockbaptist.org. And then we'll see you Sunday.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Hey, Andrew McKay here on the Pensacola Morning News. We talked extensively about President-elect Trump's press conference yesterday. Some of the very good, some of the very wild, and some of the truly insane ideas, but there was a lot in there. We also had Mayor D.C. Reeves on for an hour talking about, well, your questions. Everything from the red light cameras to street safety for events to the graffiti bridge warning system to the Pensacola Grand Hotel and flooding. You can listen to the podcast at newsradio923.com.
When breaking news hits, we're there to cover it. Fox News, WEAR-TV, News Radio Team, on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Honestly, with the music playing, I don't even know if they heard you say
that. News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now, Chris Bryan, Austin Price. What I was saying is I always let the music play longer if I like it a lot.
Yes.
But due to time constraints this afternoon, I cannot do that. But that's a great song. Nothing like a good Wham to you this afternoon.
Yeah, a lot of Wham songs are pretty favorite songs.
Wham-o this afternoon. Heavy winds continue to fuel those wildfires across parts of SoCal. As a winter storm brews farther east, I'm kind of laying out this weather pattern here for you. Our good friend over at the weather department, Janice Dean, of course, chief meteorologist at Fox, has more of the forecast.
A nightmare scenario unfolding over Southern California right now with a dangerous, potentially deadly Santa Ana wind event producing wind gusts of close to 100 miles per hour. Another day of extremely critical fire danger weather for the region, with several fires burning since yesterday and very little, if any, containment. Strong winds, dry conditions will continue to set the stage for potential explosive wildfire danger and the rapid spreading of flames over the region. Meanwhile, a developing winter storm will bring snow and ice over the southern plains and lower Mississippi Valley starting tonight through Thursday, with another blast of Arctic air moving in. I'm Janice Dean, Fox News.
All righty. Thank you very much, Janice. You know, actually, I'm going to keep with the weather theme here, get you another quick check at the roads and weather, but we can start with the weather. 41 degrees, low of 29 tonight. Tomorrow, high of 51, low of 42. Slight chances of showers Thursday night, about 30% from what I can see. As for the roads, not dealing with much congestion here. A lot of the issues we were dealing with have seemingly cleared out. So if you're dealing with problems, they shouldn't hold you up for too long.
Okay, I've been watching Matt Finn all after noon. He's on the ground in the Palisades with Fox. Just absolutely covering where the wildfires are burning in that area, forcing tens of thousands of people out of their homes. Well, here's the latest. Matt's firsthand on the ground right now.
large portions of the Palisades are wiped out. You can drive, and in any direction you look, homes and structures are gutted. We watched as red-hot flames ripped through this area, and unfortunately, now these homes are gone, but large portions of the Palisades have been wiped out. Along the Pacific Coast Highway, fires are still burning. Thick, dense, suffocating smoke coming down the hillside. And what is so remarkable and eerie about this is that these fires are burning through the landscape, burning through the homes, and now it's all dumping out into the Pacific Ocean. So the fire meets the ocean here along the Pacific Palisades.
Yeah, environmentally, that's very
not
troubling.
Good, just not good.
Mentioned this before the break. Speaking of things that are not ideal, Publix experiencing an egg shortage at Florida stores. The Lakeland-based supermarket chain says it's working to restock the product after an outbreak of bird flu impacted its supply. Due to an increase in demand, the company is urging shoppers to regularly check their local locations. The rare HPAI virus has caused a multi-state outbreak among dairy cows and even led to a few human infections. Of course, we heard earlier this week about the first, I think, recorded death.
Okay, interesting merger here, or not merger, but let's use the word partnership here. Delta and Uber, what do you think about that?
Oh, that's what you were talking about. Well, it sounds like a merger to me, a collab.
It is a partnership that will allow customers to earn Delta miles when riding or ordering food with Uber. You know, it's kind of interesting. Delta Airlines CEO Ed Bastian telling Fox Business Network News, the whole concept sounds like a pretty darn good idea.
15% of all Uber's bookings in total are to airports. So the value of us not just doing it from a loyalty standpoint, but then better integrate the systems, you know, all the knowledge they have, we have in the operating environment to make that ground experience more seamless.
There you go. You go there.
Yeah, look at you. Ed, the Supreme Court being asked by President-elect Trump to intervene in his New York hush money case ahead of sentencing on Friday. In an emergency relief request, Trump asked the high court to temporarily block any further criminal proceedings in the state before he's inaugurated. Last year, Trump was found guilty, of course, on 34 counts of falsifying business records in connection to hush money payments to Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election.
Okay, dude, need to tell you about those changes up in the town of Century. I mentioned this to you, I believe, during the 4 to 5 o'clock hour. Citing health reasons, Century Mayor Luis Gomez Jr. on Tuesday night submitted his resignation effectively on Friday. Following the announcement, council member Alicia Johnson was named interim mayor on a unanimous vote. The council will now activate and seek residents through January 17th who are interested in the seat being vacated by Johnson. Not Gomez's seat, Johnson's seat. An interim council member will then be appointed at their next regular meeting on January 21st. Wow. I hope I did not lose you on that.
What, we can what were you talking about? Who are you?
In summary, the town of Century is now looking for a brand new mayor.
This is a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti. Wildfires storming across the Los Angeles area have killed at least 5 people and destroyed over 1,000 structures. Fox's Jill Nader reports.
Nearly 300,000 people have been evacuated as flames in the L.A. region have been getting whipped up by hurricane-force winds. This man managed to return to his Pacific Palisades neighborhood only to find it in ruins.
Just an insane scenario right now. Like, I can't believe that this all across L.A., like, this is just happening, and it's completely out of control.
FEMA Administrator Deanne Criswell tells Fox News President Biden has approved an emergency declaration for California.
This opens up our ability to send in resources to help with the individuals that have been impacted with sheltering and with some of the costs that they have.
The Pentagon is sending military assets to assist the fight. This has been a Fox News alert. I'm Tom Rigotti.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. Verizon settlement payments have started to hit customers' bank accounts as part of a $100 million resolution of a class action lawsuit. Those who are eligible allegedly purchased postpaid wireless plans and were then charged administrative fees that the company did not advertise. Stocks were mixed today following a sharp drop in big tech shares during yesterday's session as fears over the path of interest rate cuts triggered a sell-off. Palantir, one of the biggest gainers in the S&P last year that rose more than 340%, was down for a third straight day, losing more than 3%. The Dow gained 106 today, while the S&P 500 grew by 9 points and the Nasdaq lost 10. Delta Airlines is announcing their SkyMiles members will now be able to redeem miles for Ubers. With the new deal, the airline is ending an 8-year partnership with Lyft. That's your money now.
This is Zach Gelb of the Sports Minute. The Dallas Cowboys have denied the Chicago Bears' request to interview Mike McCarthy. Now many will assume the Cowboys will extend McCarthy, whose contract is up on January 14th. But Mike must ask himself, does he want to stay in Dallas, especially with all the drama Jerry Jones brings upon the Cowboys organization? And if it were up to me, I'd be looking at other opportunities like the Jacksonville Jaguars or the Chicago Bears once my contract expires next week. I'm Zach Gelb.
All right, when it comes to getting life insurance for your family, a lot of excuses can get in the way. But ask yourself this. If something were to happen to me, who would pay the mortgage, the kids' education, and the other bills? Then forget the excuses and check out Ethos Life, the online, easy way to get life insurance in 10 minutes. Ethos has rates that you can afford, like a $500,000 policy for a 40-year-old male starting at $1 a day or $30 a month with a few health questions and no medical exam. Get your free quote right now at checkethos.com. That's checkethos.com. Not available in all states. Rates do vary.
This is a story of the one. As a maintenance specialist for university housing, he knows college students can major in wear and tear. Plus, housing so many students doesn't leave a lot of room to house all the supplies he needs. That's where Grainger comes in. With over a million industrial-grade products and fast, dependable delivery, Grainger carries the quality products he needs so he doesn't have to. From a new door hinge to a whole new faucet. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Northwest Florida businesses pay an average 20% more for phone service. Data Revolution wants to change that. We are your local, service-focused VoIP provider. Right now, offering a free bill review and free installation for new customers. No matter where your team is, Data Revolution can help. Experience the service and support only a locally owned company can provide. Join the revolution at datarevs.com.
News Radio 92.3 is proud to be a partner in the success of a lot of local businesses. We want your business to be part of this success story in 2025 with our unique platform to showcase your powerful message. Every day, News Radio's Pensacola Expert Panel provides an opportunity unlike any other. Hi, I'm Meg, host of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Let us help you share your message. Contact us to get you and your business part of the Pensacola Expert Panel. Call 850-262-6000.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Lord, I was born a rambling man, trying to make a living and doing the best I can. When it's time for leaving, I hope you'll understand that I was born a rambling man.
News Radio 92.3 Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, Allman Brothers.
You know, it's crazy. I picked these songs ahead of time, so it was a complete coincidence. I did not know you were going to mention or have a story that covered, the Allman Brothers band earlier this afternoon. So just, what are the odds?
Yeah, just a local band hanging around Pensacola back in the 60s, as the Allman Joys.
And now they're hanging around our station right now.
And now they're hanging around heaven around here. Most of them are in heaven right now.
Yeah, at least some of them.
Well, who are you saying didn't make it to heaven? Which ones didn't make it?
No, what I mean is there's some members that are still alive, right?
Dickie was the last, I believe.
Really?
I didn't know that. Last original member.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I might be wrong. Look, texters are going to go at me again.
I'm pretty sure.
Go for it if I'm wrong. 850-437-1620.
Okay, here's a fact that I can give you because I know
think
this.
I'm right.
I know this is true, so I'll use it to cover our tails. All four original members of the Ramones are dead.
Yeah.
Boom.
Right.
So there you go. There's something that we know is true. I'm pretty sure it
now
is.
Now that's a leap from the Ramones to the Allman Brothers.
I'm pretty sure that's true.
That's what we can actually label that as diversity.
Yes.
That is the ultimate diversity. The Ramones all the way to the Allman Brothers.
You get a little bit of everything in here.
Yeah, you sure do. Ice Flyers facing another road trip this week. Macon is the next opponent, Friday and Saturday. Then the good guys return to the home ice Sunday for game three of their series against the Mayhem. Don't forget, not your 7:05 puck drop time. Four o'clock.
Quite a stark difference.
3 hours. So don't pull a Griswold on me this afternoon. Or on the 12th. Don't pull a Griswold. And going to Wally World and nobody's there.
Yeah. I do want to say this.
Go ahead, Chris.
Since this is our sports segment, and since earlier this afternoon we were talking about the Orange Bowl coming up tomorrow, I have Penn State winning. Penn State Notre Dame should be a good game, though, nonetheless. Security, top of the mind after the terror attack in New Orleans, with Miami Beach's pedestrian mall being packed with football fans tonight for the Orange Bowl pep rally. Miami Beach Police Officer Christopher Best says their technology includes cameras throughout the city, license plate readers, drone operators, ready to be deployed at the Lincoln roadside and along the external perimeter if necessary. It's just past 6:30 here. Their time, they're ahead of us, obviously, by an hour. So I don't know if that shindig is still going on, if it's just about to get started, if it's already done. But either way, haven't heard anything. So it seems that security prevailed.
Here goes that old moniker again. No news is good news.
There you go.
So we'll just play off it. Okay, and then on Friday, we have the Cotton Bowl, Ohio State, moving into Big D.
Yeah, I've got that game being pretty high scoring. I've got Ohio State winning, though. I think they pull away. That team is just, and that's not a knock on Texas, though they have looked limited against their opponents. Ohio State is phenomenal. And I don't know what awoke inside of them. We've got Jeremy. Chris, you and I have referenced him before.
That's what I was looking for, some of his material here.
yeah, you're looking for the ESPN schedule. But no, while you look for that, I'll give you a bit of a rundown on Jeremy. He's an Ohio State fan. And he even mentioned, you know, some Michigan fans are still trying to poke fun at, we beat you. But it's like, dude, who cares about the Michigan loss? You are cooking right now. And Jeremy even said, Michigan awoke something in Ohio State. And I don't know what it was, but it's working, and I think it's going to continue to. So once again, I'll take Ohio State 41-30.
It's going to be an interesting game.
Yes. I don't see either of these games being blowouts, but hey, if we've learned anything, playoff blowouts can happen any team to any team, by any team, at any time.
Okay, be honest with me, and I'm talking to you out there. Did you miss Monday Night Football?
I did.
Yeah, I did too.
I knew you weren't talking to me, but I did.
No, but I included you, though. I mean, I wanted to get your feeling for this, but yeah, it almost seemed very like something was missing, and there was.
Yeah.
Because you go through this, from August to January, there's like Monday night stuff coming up.
Well, it's the same thing with, I think last Saturday, we had the Bahamas Bowl between Buffalo and Liberty. Buffalo won convincingly, by the way. Good for them. Had a great season this year. But that's not important. The thing is, that was the last Saturday with college football on it until August.
Do they play that game in the Bahamas?
Yes.
Really?
Yeah. So they got, but man, the Buffalo Bulls, you know, that's quite a change of scenery. I think they embraced that vacation time and clearly used it to their advantage.
Jeez, Pete. Okay, let me go international on you real quick here.
Very well.
French President Emmanuel Macron has issued a warning about Iran's nuclear program. Ashley Webster's has more on the details.
At a meeting with French ambassadors, Macron called Iran the top strategic and security challenge for France and Europe this year. In fact, the French leader said time is running out, adding, quote, the acceleration of the nuclear program leads us nearly to the point of no return. Macron says the reinstatement of sanctions against Tehran must be urgently reconsidered. The International Atomic Energy Agency told Reuters last month that Iran is enriching uranium close to the 90% level required for weapons grade. Iran continues to argue that its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes, but the West is becoming increasingly concerned.
That's understandable. I do want to say this because I didn't get to touch on this in the heart and soul of our sports segment, so I'll just kind of toss it in after the fact here. We do have an NBA game going on between two giants in the league right now. Cavaliers are on a 10-game winning streak. Oklahoma City Thunder on a 15-game winning streak. First time in NBA history we've had a game with those implications. Tipped off at 6 o'clock at the end of the first quarter. The Oklahoma City Thunder are beating the Cleveland Cavaliers 32-25. Oklahoma City currently sits at 30-5 on the season. Cleveland 31-4. So this is, I mean, as I said, clash of the Titans here. They are neck and neck.
All right. I thought you were saying the Orlando Magic was on.
No.
6:43.
I did not say that. That wouldn't be newsworthy.
92.3. Former Navarre High teacher and NJROTC instructor John Kaposinski has been sentenced to 3 years in state prison, followed by 4 years of sex offender probation for charges related to obscene messaging and sexting with an underage female student who he touched inappropriately. You know where he did it? In the schoolroom closet.
My
goodness.
That's
a classy guy for you.
Well, and we've got another story here about a Broward County principal accused of impersonating a deputy during a traffic stop. Police say an FHP trooper pulled over 58-year-old Carlton Johnson yesterday for having tinted windows and an altered license plate. During their encounter, Johnson allegedly showed the trooper a gold star in his wallet and claimed he was with the Broward County Sheriff's Office. The trooper, of course, detained Johnson after running his license and contacting the law enforcement agency. Records show that Johnson works at the Cypress Run Education Center in Pompano Beach and was named Principal of the Year in 2016. The school district says Johnson will be reassigned while police investigate the incident.
You should have put former before
yeah.
his title.
Yeah, former principal.
That's exactly right. Okay, after closing its doors for almost 4 months, they're doing a big happy dance over in Gulf Breeze. I thought I would share this with you. The Gulf Breeze Y is open again. The facility underwent a $2 million renovation. The Y is also partnered with HCA Florida West Hospital to begin teaching courses on health and nutrition. And now that's some good stuff right there. When it comes to the health and nutrition aspect, they don't do enough of that.
And displays of the Ten Commandments aren't yet turning up on the walls of Louisiana classrooms. The state legislature passed a law requiring the displays in every public classroom in the state. A federal judge ruled the law was unconstitutional, but his ruling only applied to 5 parishes that sued after the law was passed. In the other 59, schools were supposed to post the commandments by this week. The law states that the displays can't be paid for with tax money, but must be privately donated. So far, nobody has done so.
Okay, time's pretty tough. Over at the Escambia Children's Trust, the organization lost another board member, David Peden, stepped down when his term expired on December 31st. The board now only has 8 members. 5 members, by the way, are needed for a quorum. The next ECT board meeting scheduled on January the 14th. And kind of looking here about the financial aspects, business, things like this, President-elect Donald Trump reportedly is considering whether to declare an economic emergency once he takes office. Now, this is interesting. Grady Trimble has more from the White House.
Declaring a national economic emergency would provide a legal avenue for President-elect Trump to impose tariffs not just on our adversaries, but also on our allies. And that's why CNN is reporting he's considering that as he looks to turn the economy around and lower prices for Americans.
Energy is going to bring down prices. We're going to have a lot of energy. And energy is what brought it up. Energy and their bad spending is what brought it up.
And speaking of energy, Trump is also promising to revoke Biden's newly announced offshore oil and gas drilling ban on his first day in office.
Just past 6:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Luckily, not too much going on from what I can see. It's been that case for, or that's been the case for the majority of this hour so far. You may have some minor spurts of congestion here and there, but they hopefully shouldn't hold you up for long. As for the weather, we're sitting at 41 degrees, low of 30 tonight, or 29 actually. Tomorrow, going to be a high of 51, low of 42. Could be a very cold morning, though, with those lingering lows and with some wind chills. Thursday night has a 30% chance of showers.
You think it's going to be cold tomorrow?
Just a tad. As you said, that's going to be a cold. What did you say, 65, I think it was? Yeah, or 61. That's going to be a cold 61 tomorrow. Oh, my goodness, I have been reading this wrong. That is 51.
Boy, you need to put your glasses back on.
Apparently, I need bifocals. It is 6:47, and we just now realized it's 51 tomorrow.
There you go. There you go. Okay, FWC has kicked into action. It has begun its Blue Crab Trap closure. This is important. Now, the closure gives groups time to identify and retrieve lost and abandoned blue crab traps from the water. It's a cleanup issue here, folks. The closure area runs from Panama City west to the Alabama state line. The trap closures initially began back in 2009 after commercial crabbers and harvesters noticed a pollution problem due to those crabs and due to those traps. So the blue crab traps may be placed back in the water starting on the 15th. But this is a cleanup thing. They just want to clean things up.
Yes.
No major thing. Just a couple of days. Take a break. Chill and just get ready for the 15th.
Yeah, just relax. 6:48 here. We'll get another quick check of your stock markets. Like to get you those this time every hour. Wall Street closing mixed today. At the closing bell, the Dow gained 106 points to 42,653. The S&P 500 rose by 9 points to 59,18. And the NASDAQ fell by 10 points to 19,478. So, man, good on the Dow. 106 points up. Really carrying today.
Okay, a court case could be decided through a new form of technology for the very first time. Eamon Dignam has more in this Fox on Games.
Fox on Games, your insider's cheat code to gaming.
In a groundbreaking move, a Florida judge may soon use virtual reality to help decide a case. The technology in question is Meta's Oculus Quest 2 headset, and the case involves aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. The case against wedding venue owner Miguel Abisu. Judge Andrew L. Siegel stepped into a virtual recreation of the crime scene to gain the defendant's perspective in a stand-your-ground case in a Fort Lauderdale court by transforming photos from the scene into a dynamic VR experience. The technology allows for an immersive view of the venue where the alleged crime occurred. The defense argues that this could mark a historic moment for VR in the legal system. Albisu's defense attorney, Ken Padowitz, is a longtime advocate for integrating technology into courtrooms. Back in 1992, as a prosecutor, Padowitz introduced the first computer animation as evidence in a Florida court. For now, the case is on hold until February as discussions continue over use of this technology in the courtroom. Eamon Dignam, Fox News.
Alrighty, and Attorney General Merrick Garland says he plans to release a report on President-elect Trump's election interference case. That's according to a court filing from today. The Department of Justice told a court of appeals that Garland will release Volume 1 of Special Counsel Jack Smith's final report to Congress and the public.
Okay, I just want to remind you to be careful when going through those five key intersections in Pensacola. Mayor Reeves says he was just floored. People running those red lights was staggering. A lot of people continued to run the lights even though they were red. Welcome to the world here. Five intersections that are in question here. Be extremely careful if you don't mind. 9th and Bayou, 9th and Airport, 9th and Fairfield, Davis and Fairfield, 9th and Gregory Streets. Mayor Reeves was just, I can't believe this. These people, they're not stopping. So yeah. Go ahead and use the Chris Bryan 3, count to 3 method. It might save you a lot of aggravation when the red light, if you're the first car at the light, it changes, just count to 3. Because there's some knucklehead's going to be coming through there if you don't watch it.
And he called it the Chris Bryan method, but it's not patented. So if you want to try to get ahead of the game.
Hey, there you go.
Now's your chance.
I'll sign off on an endorsement on that.
Just about 6:51 here. We'll take one last quick break. When we return, a new motion being filed by Jay-Z related to the rape lawsuit against him. Details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Parents usually know if their children will argue over their inheritance. But this can be prevented. I'm Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors. No one wants to see their wealth wasted away because of poor planning. I've assisted several clients with estate planning ideas, and sometimes have served as trustee or executor upon their death. Give me a call at 497-6167. Our Mott Advisors is charting a better course.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Elena had another asthma attack. She's really sad to miss school again.
Asthma can be triggered by allergens from common pests.
I just can't shake this fever.
Mosquito bites can cause West Nile and Zika virus infections.
Sorry, boss. I'm going to be out of work for a while.
The CDC estimates that more than 300,000 Lyme disease cases, spread by ticks, occur in the U.S. each year. Don't let pests force you to take a sick day. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org. A public service message from the National Pest Management Association and the CDC.
Local talk during your morning and afternoon drive. Local news every hour. On News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
News Radio 92.3, Pensacola Right Now. Chris Bryan, Austin Price, jamming with you on this Wednesday afternoon. Thanks for allowing us to take that ride home with you in the car. Temps staying in the 40s for the next few minutes here. This is going to start dropping. Projected lows for the next couple of nights, below freezing. Tomorrow morning, when you wake up with Mr. McKay, it's going to be 22 degrees at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, that wind chill kicking in can really make it feel cold. I mean, combining with the lingering lows that we could have tonight. And honestly, it's already 6:54, so I'll go ahead and get traffic and weather together out of the way. Weather right now is 41 degrees officially. Wind chill's got it feeling more like 36. Tonight's low, as we just mentioned, 29. So with the wind chill bleeding in early into early morning hours, it can be very cold. Thursday, high 51 or 61. You know, I think I've been saying both throughout this evening because I can't read. Tonight... tomorrow night, the low is going to be 42 with about a 30% chance of showers.
Okay.
Cold and rainy. That's how we love it.
You know, for the past 6 months or so, I've been watching, and you need to get some glasses.
Yeah, Chris, you just don't understand. If you could just see the small print here.
Oh, well, I'm with you, man.
It's insane.
Well, let me just put it like this. If it's below 14 font point, I don't know.
Well, and the monitor is slightly to my right, so I don't even need glasses, just a monocle.
Okay, Fort Pickens Campground over the Gulf Islands National Seashore remaining closed due to the cold weather conditions. All other sections of the park open for day use. Park officials say they will assess conditions before reopening that facility. Interesting fact, probably we're looking, I don't know, we're going to have some bad rain on Friday. 100% chance of rain on Friday. It's going to be a wash. And it'll be a nasty rain because it's going to be cool, and the rain will make it feel colder. So, but then the weekend kind of looks great in terms of percentages of rain. So maybe they'll open the park by Saturday.
You know what else is looking great, though?
What's that?
The roads. This evening. Right. As usual, not too much going on. I did want to say that before.
Nice transition.
Yeah, because I was too busy thinking about which glasses look the most stylish. I forgot to look at the map there. So we went ahead and got that out of the way for you. But, yeah, road's looking good.
Okay. Justin Baldoni's lawyer has gone on the offense in his lawsuit against Blake Lively. I feel like I should know these people. You're telling me Blake Lively is married to Reynolds?
They're both actors. And yes, Blake Lively, I believe, if memory serves me, she's the one who's married to Ryan Reynolds.
Okay, there's a big suit going on here about Justin's behavior on the set. This is what it's all about.
Right.
Okay, Michelle Pollino explains what's happening.
Justin Baldoni's legal team has fired back in the ongoing legal battle with Blake Lively, escalating the high-profile dispute between the two It Ends With Us actors. Baldoni's attorney, Brian Friedman, issued a statement to The Hollywood Reporter hinting at a countersuit and claiming bullying evidence against Lively. He said, "We have evidence showing a pattern of bullying and threats to seize control of the movie. None of this is surprising, as Lively has consistently used others to communicate threats and bully her way into getting what she wants." The response comes after Lively's lawyers released a statement to People on Monday accusing Baldoni of deflecting the allegations of sexual harassment, attacking her in the press. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
Alrighty, and hinted at this before the break. A new motion being filed by Jay-Z related to the rape lawsuit against him. The rapper accuses attorney Tony Busby of not investigating his anonymous client's claims that he and Diddy drugged and raped her as a teenager in 2000. Jay-Z also brings up in the lawsuit that the fact that the accuser, an Alabama woman, acknowledged the inconsistencies in her allegations in an interview with NBC News.
Okay, 658 News Radio 92.3. Meta is taking a similar approach to an issue regarding fighting misinformation. Boy, this could be tough. Fox's Howie Kurtz analyzes how the media reacted in this Media Minute.
Media Minute with Howard Kurtz.
Mark Zuckerberg is firing his fact checkers, even as he takes other steps to ingratiate himself with President-elect Trump. Now, they've had a testy relationship, but it doesn't hurt that Meta's kicking in $1 million to the Trump inaugural. But now he says they're at a cultural tipping point and too many mistakes were being made and people didn't trust the fact checkers anyway, so they didn't get rid of them. And he says this is a cultural tipping point. Well, that's because there's about to be a new president. And he says even if they make mistakes on even 1%, that's an awful lot of people. Now, in addition, Zuckerberg has hired a prominent Republican lawyer, Joel Kaplan, to be the head of global affairs and put a Trump ally, Dana White, of United Fighting Championships, on the Meta board. With your Media Minute, Howie Kurtz, Fox News.
Alrighty, thank you very much, Howie. Let's see. Also wanted to touch on this because we were talking about iHeart Podcast Awards yesterday. Well, nominations for the 2025 Screen Actors Guild Awards are out. Wicked is leading in the movie field with 5 nods, followed by A Complete Unknown, Amelia Perez, and Anora. Demi Moore, Pamela Anderson, and Cynthia Erivo are in the race for lead female actor, and those up for the lead actor prize include Timothy Chalamet and Adrian Brody. The ceremony will stream live on Netflix February 23rd with Kristen Bell as host. An in-person nomination announcement was canceled due to the wildfires raging in Southern Cali.
Okay, I mentioned this the other day. I just wanted to kind of revisit this. Do you want to maybe catch that once-in-a-lifetime experience to hitch a ride on the Goodyear blimp?
Yes, please.
To celebrate its 100th anniversary, the blimps line through more than 100 cities across North America and Europe with free flight giveaways up for grabs in 25. Each fan will get a blimp flight certificate, good for 2 passengers. They'll also receive a $3,000 voucher for travel and lodging. Contest open now through April 10th. Visit GoodyearBlimp.com to enter that contest. I'd like to fly on the blimp.
Well, if we win, we'll find some interim hosts.
Okay, see you tomorrow tomorrow afternoon at 4. Thanks for listening today.
95.3 and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.